Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Passport to Paris.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Big Macs.
Don't you mean Le Mickey Donald's?
Oh, yes. Le McDo. I'm sorry, who doesn't like McDonald's?
I know. And don't you think that McDonald's is even better when you're on holiday in a different country?
Oh, yeah.
Those menu choices slap. I was in Berlin last year and they did curly fries at McDonald's.
What?
Game changer. It was so good.
Wow.
Oh.
The range of Fanta is just fantastic. It's like Fanta ananas.
Oh, delicious.
Also, I want to move to Scandinavia just for the fact that they do Dime McFlurry.
Oh my God.
Like, sorry, why do we have to be left with plain old dairy milk?
Yeah, could you get more basic?
Ugh, spice it up a little bit. Like, Why does Oreo flavour have to be a limited edition?
Mm-hmm.
The best one.
Anyway, welcome back to the McDonald's podcast. No, today we're talking about Passport to Paris, which is a Mary-Kate and Ashley straight-to-VHS movie, which launched on the 9th of November, 1999.
It is a VHS masterpiece, yeah. For sure.
And 1999, that was pretty much the time when the Olsen twins were at the peak of their fame. And the plot follows twin sisters, Melanie and Allison, as they're sent to Paris to visit their grandfather. And during the trip, they fall in love with France, as well as two French boys.
Ooh la la. This was actually the Olsen twins' like first international adventure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats for them.
And their first on-screen kiss.
Ooh!
So this is a romance film that highlights very important issues about water.
It's a public service announcement video, basically.
Yeah.
All about water cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, these girls are just living their best life in France. And they're doing the kind of things that all French people do, you know, like sword fighting with French baguettes in front of the Eiffel Tower. Just like, you know, all Parisians do.
Yeah. An average Wednesday.
Yeah.
This film also has lipstick turntables, boy scoping, and phone headsets. Not to mention a Comic Sans introduction and a green screen moment we can never forget.
No matter how hard we try, we need to discuss the green screen.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Now, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen first found fame on a show called Full House. They played Michelle Tanner. But you know, as Hollywood does, normally if there's a young child, they will get twins to play that one character.
Yeah.
Just so that they can be on set for longer than like 30 minutes or something.
Right.
And then from that, they starred in Billboard Dad and It Takes Two as well. And they also had a TV series on Nickelodeon called Two of a Kind.
I love Mary-Kate and Ashley like so much. We grew up with them in like magazines and You know, they were icons, really. Everyone wanted to be Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah.
And I'm just like a bit upset that we don't see more of them in today's day and age.
Right. They really have stepped out of the limelight.
Like, I know, I understand not everyone wants social media, but I would kill for a Mary-Kate and Ashley Instagram account.
Do they not even have Instagram?
No. I just want outfit inspo, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they are doing so well in fashion.
So how did they get into the fashion world? Is this like Brigitte hooking them up?
Basically, yeah. She's like, I know these two girls, they're fantastic.
I love them more than chocolate ice cream.
Not possible. I don't know where that accent's coming from.
We apologize to all our 55 French listeners. Yeah. We love you and we mean it as a compliment. I'll leave.
Au revoir.
So have you ever been to Paris?
I have, but not in ages, actually. Like, oh, actually, it was only a couple of years ago. Whoops, left that much of an impression on me. No, I loved it. I loved Paris. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, I went a few years ago as well. I absolutely loved it. But packing was hard because it was like, I need something that says cute, but also girl gonna eat 500 croissants a day. You know? So this film is anything but snooze and cruise.
Yeah, totally. Let's get into our first category.
Jinx! Barney, Marnie, Flani, Barney.
Finally. I don't know why I was holding my breath while you were jinxing me.
It's a good thing we don't wait 5 minutes between categories.
Yeah, and now for an ad break.
No!
Oh my gosh. Good. Right, okay, so let's talk about best supporting character because there are quite a few in this film.
Yeah, first of all, I think we should give a shout out to the hotties in the film, the cute boys. So we've got Shane and Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Very strong American names.
Yeah, like classic American names slash like you could imagine like high school bullies called Shane and Kyle.
Oh, yeah. They will totally slam your head in the locker and maybe kick you on the football field. What?
I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, I know. They're nice. You know?
Yeah, except they get Mel and Ali mixed up.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. And then also, as soon as they realize that they can't go to the spring fling, they dump them and get two more dates instead.
Oh, that's true. And also, dude, let's snag some lime slime. Like,
call it jelly, you freak. Anyway, so we've got, yeah, Shane and Carl. But then what about the French counterparts, yeah. Jean and Michel?
Jean and Michel. They're cute.
So cute. You know, both of them are American. They weren't actually French.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so Jean was played by a guy called Brocker Way. Apparently it's a real name. Oh. he's a film composer nowadays, and he's Kurt Russell's nephew, randomly.
Wow.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought Jean was nice, but then there's that moment where he, like, stands up and yells at the French waiter to get... He asked for, like, Ali's ketchup to be on the side of her dish.
I don't know actually what he says there, but he does say something like, layer, and then he like smokes with a breadstick.
Oh my God. That's like on the same level as walrus tasks using chopsticks, a la Freaky Friday.
Mm-hmm. Although I used to get those candy sticks and pretend to smoke with them.
Oh yeah.
We're a different generation. You wouldn't see a kid doing that nowadays.
No. Yeah, but I mean, I'm sorry, shouting at somebody working in like the service industry, that is never cool or romantic.
No.
But Ali's like loving it. And then Michelle was played by Ethan Peck, and he's still an actor nowadays. So good for him. He was very cute in his little black turtleneck.
His grandfather is Gregory Peck, who is a very famous American actor from the 1940s.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's very handsome back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Grandpappy got me an acting gig. Why is he Southern? Don't put that in.
We'll keep it in.
No. Wow. So it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And you know who I want to know? Henri, the chef.
Yes.
Le Mickey Donald in my kitchen. I'm going to faint.
I'm not sure if his accent really sounds that French, you know?
I don't think anyone in this film is French.
No.
Is it all just one big green screen?
I mean, maybe.
You don't see a lot.
No. I thought he sounded a bit like Borat.
You're right. You're right. But he was funny. He had some really great moments, even though he's like, ugh, I can never eat a hamburger. Like, Grow up. You're supposed, if you're a chef, you're supposed to appreciate all types of cuisine, right?
Exactly.
So he was nice. He definitely like kind of warmed to the girls after a while.
Yeah. After they forgave him for serving them foie gras. Why would you give that to a 12-year-old?
I know. And he's like, okay, if you don't like this, why don't you have frog legs? Or why don't you have snails? Why don't you feed me something nice?
Do you know what? This is the reason why I could never go on I'm a Celeb, hypothetically, if I was a celeb. Because even the nice food is like, oh, here's a squirrel.
Yeah.
Here's some wombat. Nah.
No.
I don't like it. No one does frites and steak like the French.
Oh my God.
Or a coq au vin.
Ooh.
Another French character in this film who I think we need to talk about is Brigitte.
Brigitte!
Brigitte, stunning, gorgeous Brigitte, who falls in love with Jeremy. I love that whole romance arc in the film. In fact, that might be my favourite plot of the film.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cute.
And I love that she was not remotely patronizing to the girls at all, despite them being like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
She was so nice to them. You know, there's that amazing shopping montage. And yeah, she's really sweet.
So sweet. Although online there's lots of people like, oh, stranger danger. You know, why did she just go up to two 12-year-olds and be like, hey, I'm Brigitte? Nah, she was just in the cafe already. Just nice. They were struggling to order, what was it?
Two drinks. Yeah.
They got two fish instead. So
delicious.
So she had to help them.
Yeah.
I love Jeremy.
Oh yeah.
You know, at the beginning he was a bit annoying. Unlock the door.
And they're like,
yeah, literally like
against the glass.
Faces squished against the glass.
Although if you notice in that scene, on the other side of the car, the window is 100% down. So he could have just climbed in and like opened the door that way. But okay, good one, Jeremy. And you're expecting to be promoted by the grandpa. Good luck.
Yeah, you think you can find water solutions and you can't even find a solution to opening the door. I actually have a few guy friends I call J-Man. They call him J-Man in this. I like it. Maybe subconsciously that's where I've got it from.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you know me and your name is Jamie or Jeremy or anything, you will be J-Man to me at some point.
Jeremy has a real character arc, doesn't he?
Yes.
Right. He's like, yeah, he is annoying at the beginning, but then he warms up to the girls and then the girls are nice back and they help him and he helps them. Yeah.
It's very cute. I think watching this as an adult, you feel bad for him, kind of, you know, at the beginning. Yeah. You're like, come on, he's just trying to do his job. He's just trying to, like, look after them. And then, you know, they play him a bit.
Yeah, like, you know, he's just come into work Monday morning and it's like, oh, Jeremy, by the way, I didn't tell you you're going to be chaperoning two 12-year-olds for the week. It's like, what the hell? No, I'm not a babysitter. And also you haven't promoted me.
Yeah. Worst supporting character should actually be grandfather.
Ugh.
For treating Jeremy that way. And also, you know, nice house, not a nice attitude.
No. So rude and cold and distant, especially like for not being with your granddaughters for so many years. Like, take the week off, spend time with them. I wish he was a bit more like the grandfather in The Parent Trap.
Oh, that's cute. Someone else maybe we should mention is Monsieur de Beauvoir. You know, he's just coming in there being the monsieur he is. And the girls literally serve him mercury water.
Yeah, poor monsieur.
I know. You know, just to kind of prove the point that Paris needs better tap water. And they're like, it's a parasite-filled tap water with a mercury content of 27 parts per billion.
Excuse me, you're poisoning, like, this really important guy. Poor guy.
Yeah, poor Monsieur de Beauvoir.
Yeah. Can't spell parasite without Paris.
Right, so shall we award best supporting character?
Absolutely. And I can think of no one more deserving than Francois the butler.
Oh, Francois. He had two snails thrown at his face. He had wine spat in his face. Basically, his face is like a target.
And yet he's always like so professional. Literally, they could kick him in the shins and he'd be like, charmed, mademoiselle. Ow!
Yeah, oh, Francois.
Yeah, but he helps the girls throughout. And there's that scene when the girls are playing music upstairs and, like, Francois is kind of dancing. Along with that, like, random maid that we've never been introduced to. And she's kind of just, like, dusting, but, like, breaking it down.
She is so good.
She's amazing.
She's got moves. She wants to really be a professional dancer.
Yeah. And then the grandpa's like, a whole staff have gone batty.
Do you know what? I like to share a grape juice with Francois.
any day.
Yeah. In fact, I think we should have him on the podcast one day.
And you know what he'd say?
What?
Charmed, mademoiselle. What, did he even have a French accent? I can't even remember.
He speaks like Franglish.
Next up is most iconic outfit. And I feel like Mary-Kate and Ashley were quite the trendsetters back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
There's a scene right at the beginning where Ali and Mel are getting ready for a day out. And Ali's like, sparkles? Too risky. Hat? Blocks your face. Like, they knew. They knew accessorizing from the get-go.
They did. And also, I saw someone online write, no matter where and when I see butterfly clips, my day is instantly made. Butterfly clips were where it's at. You'd have, like, five in your hair, you know? Something the girls do really well is obviously, like, the twin thing where they're not wearing the same outfit, but they get the same item of clothing, but in a different colour.
Right, yes.
Yeah, forgive me if I've got this the wrong way around, but Melanie wears pink and Alison wears blue.
Right, okay.
It could be the other way around. Je suis désolée if I've got that wrong.
One accessory that I love is Mel's pen moustache that she paints on, and she's like, I am Henri, the American cooking, it tastes like the caca poo poo. Such a look, until she realizes that that was Sharpie pen.
One of my favorite twin set outfits that they have is when they arrive in Paris, they're in the cab on the way to grandfather's. Mm. And they're wearing like the little black leather jackets, they've got their pedal pushers. They've got chunky wedges, which they kick off when they get into the house and start jumping on the bed.
Very Lizzie McGuire animation.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Definitely. And then they've got those like sunglasses that are really small that just don't cover your eyes. Like no UV protection.
I'm sure that's what they were thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they're like pink tinted and blue tinted.
Yeah.
And then they've got like matching crossover bags.
Yes.
Kind of like crossover, like rucksacks. One strap at the front is really big. This was a huge thing in the 90s. But what I think is really funny is that there's like a pouch on the strap for your cell phone. They didn't have phones. Like, what's it for? I'm just going to put my polos in here. You know?
Oh my god. Yeah, you would so do that, wouldn't you? Like, oh, what can I put in here? Oh, my Pez dispenser or something. You know?
I loved that.
Yeah, except when you just eat the whole pack in 1 second, you're like, oh. That was such a look. But you know who else gave a really great look?
Who?
Michelle and his black bucket hat and polo neck combination. Like, we get it. You're French. It was a lot. And also, it looked like the height of summer. And yet his commitment to like a knitted polo was amazing.
A black polo neck is a timeless staple.
Yeah.
The French do it well.
Was he the originator?
Oh, 100%. So another person who is obviously like the height of fashion is Brigitte.
Of course.
So when we're first introduced to her in the film, when she's at the cafe, she's wearing like a salmon leather jacket.
Mm.
And then she's got this white cowboy hat on. And it kind of complements her like auburn hair, you know?
Yeah.
It's like blow dried and like, she's looking good.
Yeah.
Just love that outfit. And then also she has some other moments. So one, when they meet her in the gardens,
mm-hmm,
and she's doing her like model fashion shoot, and she's got like a long black maxi dress which is like figure hugging, and it's got like emu feathers and like an emu feather hat.
Right.
And then when she takes the girls shopping and they're like skipping down the street in like the shopping montage,
yeah,
moment, she's got this like huge hat that I could only describe as like a Guinness hat, if,
yeah,
you get me.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, but not. Black hat with yellow sunflowers on.
Yeah, it's cow print. It gets worse, Emily.
Oh.
Cow print and sunflower motifs on her big Guinness hat. Honey, you're supposed to be a supermodel. And then she's skipping down the road with two 12-year-olds. Like, where are your friends?
We should award most iconic outfit to the black and red dresses that grandfather buys the girls. You know, the ones with the little cute little flower embroidery on.
Yeah.
I think every girl across the land wanted to own those dresses. But what does annoy me about that scene is obviously grandfather presents these dresses to the girls in like big boxes.
Huge gift boxes with like ribbon on the top. But they're like deep, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if you're strolling towards me with that big box and a big bow, I'm assuming that there's going to be a little golden retriever in there waiting for Emily. Like a little puppy.
Yeah. And instead, it's just like this tiny dress. Even when he's trying to be nice to them, he's still being a dick.
Yeah.
You thought I bought you something huge.
Hey, only laughing in French.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, turn on your hi-fi because... Oh, wait, sorry. Turn off your hi-fi because we are about to discuss best musical moment. I'm just like, oh, I can't be bothered to listen to them anymore. Boom, crank it up. You know, that kind of like 90s vibes music.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Guys, we need to level with you. This soundtrack is anything but iconic. And even online, it's really difficult to find the songs that feature in this film.
Yeah.
So our list is limited.
So there is one called Sugar by Stretch Princess. And this may appear in some of the other Mary-Kate and Ashley films.
I mean, when we looked it up, the artwork for Our Lips Are Sealed came up. That's the one where Mary-Kate and Ashley are in Sydney. So maybe they just bought the license for the song. They're like, well, let's just cram it in as many VHSs as possible. Fine.
Yeah, that's good direction. I really like that song. It's when the girls are like, oh no, we promised Jeremy we were going to be back at 5. And it's 4:45 and they're stressed. And the boys drive them on their mopeds back to the American Ambassador House.
Mm. Embassy?
Embassy. I'm into politics.
Yeah. Side note, these boys are, what, 14? How are they allowed to be on mopeds?
I have no idea.
Is that a rule in France?
I think you can only have a driving license if you're 18.
So what's going on?
I'm not sure. In the States, you can drive when you're 16, right?
Yeah. But like, does someone have to be in the car with you? Here's what Google is saying. Sorry, it's still loading. To rent a scooter in Paris, you must be... at least 18 years old.
And these guys are what in the film? 15?
Or I think they're 14. What's going on?
Was this a rule in the 90s?
It was the 90s.
What's a seatbelt?
We need It Was the 90s on like a t-shirt or something. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe their like mum was driving behind them the whole time. Or maybe it was like a remote control situation where it looks like the boys are driving, but really.
They're being pulled on a string.
Yeah. Ali, let's drive in one straight line. Like, no, let's go down this corner.
Oh. Oh no. Pickles. That is funny. I mean, the only other really musical moment I can think of is when obviously the maid is doing her dusting. You know, the one we spoke about earlier. Like, dust, dust. Whoa.
Yeah, she does a full-on, like lean back.
Yeah.
You know who her daughter is?
Who?
I want to lark and clock and dance and break.
I want a lock and clock. Pop.
Pop.
And jam and break.
Is that even legal? It is in Paris. She's loving life. I mean, look, whatever you got to do to make your day more interesting, right? Fine. Woo! But I feel like we should give best musical moment to one of the only other songs that we can find the information on. But coincidentally, it's a bop called Living in the Hood. And it is played when Ali and Mel first get to the embassy and they find their room. They're putting posters up on the walls inexplicably. Like, girls, you're there for a week.
Don't put blue tack on the wallpaper, please.
And they're dancing on the beds and jumping up and down on them, listening to this track. Mm. There's this really weird moment in this scene where they're jumping on the bed and they both get down and they suddenly get really close to each other and are like intimately dancing. And then the grandfather comes in, he's like, what's all this noise? But like, honestly, if you rewatch the scene, which you can find on YouTube, they jump off and they just get a bit close and like sexy with each other. And it's like, what's going on?
We're twins. We're the same person. It's probably pretty innocent, no?
I mean, of course it's innocent. But just watching it from like a different perspective, I'm like,
who directed this?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who directed this. Alan Metta.
I thought you were going to make a joke, but you're just being factual. Oh, all right. Well, food for thought.
Yeah.
Sugar. Okay, so let's talk about best quotes. And what I love so much is the high school sequence that we get at the beginning of the film. High school in the 90s was like a different world.
Especially American high schools.
Oh my God. So it's kind of like a montage, kind of showing Mel and Ali's like day-to-day life. And there's a moment where you're seeing the girls talking to a school friend, talking in like so much slang that it's not even making sense. She goes, she was totally edging on my squeeze, so I dinged her with my bounce to the numbers lab, which translates as, you know, she was talking to my crush, so I threw an eraser at her in math. Like, speak normally. Insane. Very big, how do you do, fellow kids energy. Like, come on, writers.
Alan.
What's your obsession with the director?
I love the bit where they're looking in the microscope in science lab. Mm. And Melanie goes, it's true. Kelly has split ends. So this is where all of our obsession with split ends came from, by the way. 1999, if you want to go back that far to your subconscious mind. That's when you started picking up the scissors and going,
Yeah.
And cutting it yourself. You can blame Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah. Justice for Kelly, man.
Yeah. There's also another hilarious moment where they're trying to like make the popular girls feel scared about the food they're eating because they don't want them to talk to Shane and Kyle.
Yes.
And they're like, the meat was so bad, it had E. coli and F. coli.
That is really clever.
Yeah.
I love that.
I just love that.
So good. I also love when Ali and Mel are talking to the parents. They say, that class is so S&C. Snooze and cruise. Ugh. Just say the words. It's quicker. Oh, guys.
And then there's the moment where, you know, the note that's been kicked around the classroom to get to Mel.
Which, side note, how do the other kids know where to kick that note to? Like, huh? They could kick it to the teacher. And he's like, oh.
He reads it. He's like, Kyle, you want to take me to the spring fling dance? Oh, but yeah, the teacher picks up the note. And he's like, hey, Mel, how about me and Shane take you and Al out to the spring fling dance? Well, Melanie, what do you have to say for yourself? And then she writes back, definitely.
So funny. Yeah, no, they're great. So when they get to Paris, they're equally as sassy. When they're out having lunch, they say to Jeremy, Jeremy, it's totally rude to digi-dial during lunch. Totally.
And then it leads into the other really iconic line, which is, I think I'll order drinks to start. You're going to order for us? De poisson, s'il vous plaît. D'accord. Merci. My French teacher says I'm a natural. And then obviously, instead of two drinks that arrive, two fish.
Yeah, great. I mean, poisson. Mm. Easy mistake. And then they're not the only ones getting a bit tongue-tied over the language. When Ali asks Jean, do you like your school? He replies, "When the rain comes, I am sad."
There's also the moment where Ali's teaching Jean how to speak American.
Mm.
And she's like, "That geek is a total freak show. That geek is a total freak show." Wow. And then what did she say?
"A few more key phrases and you'll be ready for junior high in California."
Cute. I love their relationship the best, I think, in this film.
Cute.
Because there's that moment where the girls have to say to the boys, like, out the window, "We can't come with you to the dance. You know, grandfather won't let us," or whatever. Yeah.
Ugh, dick. Honestly, have a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's true. He's awful. Too far.
Okay. And then Jean is like, "Bonsoir, mon crème brûlée."
Aww.
I think that's cute, but is that?
Well, you're calling me like a thick, heavy dessert.
Oh, she thick.
All right.
Merci. As long as I'm not a moose. Jinx! Barney.
Thank you. Now, I have a real issue when Mel and Ali are kind of standing up against Henri about their food.
Yeah.
So Mel and Ali are trying to convince Henri to have McDonald's.
Mm.
And he's trying to convince them to eat like some type of egg, quail egg or something. Gross. I know which side of the table I'd want to be on.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a kind of cowboy showdown. They're like, you know, 3, 2, 1. But then Mel stops Henri from picking up cutlery. And she's like, "Wait, it's called a hamburger? You have to eat it with your hands? Hand hamburger?" That's not the same word.
It's not called a handburger. "I would like one hamburger, please."
Like, what on earth? How did that stay in the script? It makes no sense.
Is it supposed to be funny? You know, like when I was younger, I used to say biscotti.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Yeah, but...
But she's making such a thing of like, duh, it's called hamburger. You have to eat it with your hands.
Yeah.
That, what? No. Those aren't the same words.
Yeah, I was like 4 or 5. This is your sign to not go into McDonald's and say, "I would like a hamburger, please."
Yeah. Or where's your cutlery?
Cutlery with a Big Mac?
No, but I do use cutlery with pizza if it's available.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know.
Holding it in a restaurant, etiquette. Thank you. So there's another bit where the mum, Barbara Porter, but you know, at the beginning she's saying to the girls, "Look, I know your grandpa's not great with you girls, mom. That's like saying the Titanic's not great with icebergs."
That's not my only reference to Titanic in this movie. Like, I think Titanic came out like 2 years before, so everyone's still talking about it.
Oh. There's also the bit where Mel and Ali are speaking about Grandpa. "I can't believe Grandpa had such a cow over the wine spritzer. It was an accident. Why can't he be like other grandfathers? You know, the sweet old guy who sits in rocking chairs and brings us presents and tells us how smart and funny we are. Face it, we don't have a grandfather. We have an ambassador." I want that ambassador money, though.
Yeah, and they do get the presents at the end.
Yeah, and a nice inheritance.
Yeah.
One day.
"Grandfather, I poured some lovely tap water for you. Hope you like mercury." "But before you drink, just why don't you sign this piece of paper?" Oh, my God.
But yes, speaking of the wine spritzer, maybe we should go on to best quote.
Yes, and obviously it involves best supporting character, Francois.
Yes.
So they're sat at the dinner table. It's their first night. And they go, "Man, this country's weird. Grape juice with dinner? No, it's not grape juice. That's wine. A fine Beaujolais, if I'm not mistaken." Excuse me. Don't waste all that wine. It looked expensive.
Yeah. Oh, Francois.
Bless him. But hey, he gets a drink on the job now. Great.
Hey, you got to drink alcohol if you want to be working with grandfather.
Oh, so true.
Francois, why are you always drinking Ribena? Okay, so now we're going on to Can We Discuss?
Yeah, here's something I want to discuss. This movie is like a mashup of all the films that we've reviewed on Hey Now.
Okay.
So we've got The Princess Diaries with a foreign embassy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Lizzie McGuire movie where she, you know, meets a boy and runs around the city.
On a moped.
On a moped, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got 13 going on 30 with a photo shoot in the park. Like, literally, get some originality. Although, saying that, this came before any of those.
Yeah. They were just like, what's popular?
Yeah. And also, in a later Mary-Kate and Ashley film, when in Rome, Mary-Kate's character has a crush on a guy called Paolo too. So, honestly, anything in pop culture has come from Mary-Kate and Ashley. We've got them to thank.
Trendsetters. We said it at the start.
We did.
There's that moment that I think we should discuss when the girls are like, no! When they find out that they're going to be in Paris over spring break.
Yes.
And they're like, what if we don't get asked out again until we're like 20?
Oh.
That has not aged well for 90s babies, you know?
Yeah.
Life happens a bit later for us.
But I feel like when you're younger, the concept of older ages is really warped.
Mm.
So she's saying 20, but she's imagining like 50, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, fine, I'm not taking offense to it.
No.
Also, can we just say in that scene when they realize that they're going to be in Paris during their school's spring fling, the camera zooms in to one of the girls' mouths when she's saying, no, fades to black. And then the camera comes out of the other twins' mouth and they're still saying, no. Like, it's so unnecessary.
Let's add a film transition. You may as well do like
star wipe
from right.
Like, hello, was this edited in Windows Movie Maker?
Yes.
Oh, well, is the answer. Explains the Comic Sans.
What was it called? Word art.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I'll pick the rainbow, but not the faded rainbow though. Oh, that's true.
I think I always went for the like wavy blue with the brown background.
Oh, I know that one.
That was classic word art.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Speaking of spring fling, why is it happening during the holiday? Surely the dance should be during term time.
Yeah, or like the last day of school term.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's weird.
Alan.
Bloody Alan, man.
He ruins everything. Yeah. Sorry, Alan, if you're listening.
Well, no, here's something that Alan is to blame for.
What?
The dodgy CGI. Okay, we need to discuss.
Okay, yes, we do. When they go to the Louvre.
That was beautifully pronounced.
Thank you. They ask Jeremy to take them round.
Yeah.
Or they go to the Louvre, and instead of just doing like a, I don't know, a little fade, and then they walk out of the Louvre like, oh, you know, we've been round and seen all these sculptures. There's this weird montage where they're like in CGI land.
Yeah, like walking on like a treadmill. So obviously they've got to be in the same place.
And there's like flying artwork and like all these multicolored. It looks like they're tripping.
It's yeah.
Like, looks like they've had a bit of mercury water before they stepped in. And it's just, what's happening?
It's so weird and so unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Also, there's some graphics when you see their plane flying from California to Paris, and it's like so janky, and the plane flies past like a giant Big Ben.
Yeah.
And then makes like a sudden right flying to Paris.
Yeah.
But if you actually look at the map that's flying on, that's not France. It's like Africa, basically, that they're saying that the plane's landed in.
Alan!
Alan! Pay attention! Honestly, it's all in the details. The other thing I wanted to mention was the shopping montage.
Mm-hmm.
When they're out looking for cute clothes to wear to their date with Brigitte. And instead of going inside the shops and trying on the clothes like any normal person would do, Brigitte and one of the girls are standing outside the shop. And the other girl who's trying on clothes comes outside to show them like, oh, look at this. Like, should I get it? What? Go to the changing rooms. What is going on?
And also, if you took one step out of the shop, it would be like duh, duh, duh,
duh, duh, duh. Yes. Oh my god, that's so cringe when that happens.
Oh gosh. And the clothes they're buying, I mean, that hat we spoke about earlier. Yeah.
What a mistake.
Yeah
mm-hmm.
Not Vogue. Another thing I wanted to discuss was when Jeremy and Brigitte go on their like romantic evening stroll when the girls are having their date with the boys on the rooftop. And they walk past this ice cream cellar and Jeremy's like, oh, I'll have a vanilla. He is so vanilla, but of course he would pick vanilla. And Brigitte is like, oh, I'll have a chocolat. You know? What would your flavour be?
Oh, pralines and cream any day.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, a pistachio.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But I will say I do love vanilla. I'm sorry.
But it has to be a certain type of vanilla, like Haagen-Dazs, hell yes.
Because when you see the little like dots of like vanilla pod, like that's when you know it's good.
Yeah.
I'm not talking walls.
No.
Soft scoop.
Looks kind of yellow.
Yeah.
Like, you want it to look white.
Yeah. What's that yellow about? Alan?
Side note, have you ever seen the Mona Lisa? Isn't that in...
Yeah, you mean like the tiniest canvas in the world? It's so small.
So you think Leonardo da Vinci painted this massive picture of the Mona Lisa?
Mm.
Like maybe like an A3 sized painting that took him forever.
Yeah.
It's like an A6 card.
Literally, it's a postcard. Yeah.
It's so tiny.
Yeah.
So you travel all over the world to see the Mona Lisa and it's like... Mm.
Literally, I can see a better picture on Google.
No wonder if she's not smiling. She's not big enough.
Yeah. Apparently, the portrait was bigger once upon a time, but someone wanted to frame it.
Yeah.
And it didn't fit the frame they had, so they cut it down. Yeah, I mean, this was not recently. This was obviously like hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but like, could you imagine? Like, what? Alan?
I bet Alan was behind it. Alan's ancestors. Okay, I hope in trivia I'm going to get an A++, like the girls got in social studies.
Okay, well, let's find out. Can you tell me the names of the two cheerleaders at junior high?
Helene and Darlene.
Yes!
What can I say? We're teenagers.
Do you remember when we used to call each other Ia and Bia?
I do.
And it was spelled E-Y-A-B-Y-A.
Mm.
Cute. But we didn't say this out loud in public.
No.
It was just between us.
Yeah, cute.
We are the new Helene. Oh, I forgot that name. On to the next one. Okay, my question to you. What colour are the roses the boys give Mel and Ali?
Oh, I'm not quite sure. Were they white and yellow?
Are we in trouble?
You get half a point.
Oh.
One of them gets a red rose and one of them gets a white rose.
Okay. What was Henri carrying when he first met the twins in the kind of like foyer area of the embassy?
Carrying?
Carrying something into the kitchen.
Was it a roast chicken?
Are we in trouble?
No, it was a sack of French baguettes. Oh. Like, we get it, you're in Paris.
Where's your bread on top, Henri? You know? Okay. Oh, I'd love a sack of baguettes.
Oh.
Like straight out of the oven.
Oui,
bit soft, you know? Oh, delicious. Also, how bad, like when we were younger and we'd go in the supermarket and your mum would innocently buy a baguette and be like, to entertain you, she'd break the end off for you.
Yes. Like, wait, you haven't paid for that. I mean, I would never do it now, but you're right. I used to look forward to that all the time.
Okay, my question to you. How many sculptures did Melanie say they looked at when
walking
around the Louvre?
759.
Are we in trouble?
Oh, no. It was 847 sculptures.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, well. And one of them was a security guard.
A chiseled hunk right by the door.
Okay, here's my next question to you. Where did Brigitte have her photo shoot?
She had them in the Luxembourg Gardens.
Yes!
What can I say? We're teenagers.
Attitude.
Wow. Yeah, nothing screams high fashion than a photo shoot in a public park. Come on, Brigitte.
I love those gardens. They're so gorgeous.
Gorgeous, I know.
The little green seats. And also, I don't know if I'm tripping here. It could have been the Mercury. There were goats walking around.
Huh? I have not seen goats there.
Maybe it escaped from Henri's restaurant. Anything is possible in France. Okay, my next question to you. When Brigitte leaves the girls in the first scene they meet, instead of the French au revoir, she says what?
She say ciao?
Yes!
Yeah!
What can I say? We're teenagers.
Which doesn't make any sense because she's supposed to be French, right?
Yeah. Unless it's like because she's an international model.
Possible.
I say ciao a lot.
Ciao.
Ciao. I prefer it to bye.
See ya.
Peace.
Okay, here's my fourth question to you. What McDonald's item does Jeremy forget to order the girls?
Is it a milkshake?
Can you tell me the flavour?
Strawberry milkshake? The best one.
Are we in trouble?
It's chocolate.
Oh.
But I'm with you. Strawberry milkshake is the one.
Oh my God. When you have a bit of the strawberry milkshake and then a chip. Fry. Oh yeah, a chip. Elite combo. According to Jean... French girls walk around looking stroppy, but American girls walk around like what?
Oh my God. He is like, bonjour, bonjour. Oh my God.
Yes.
What can I say? We're teenagers.
Is that true? Like, are all American girls like that?
I think so. I think British girls, we'd walk around like, hi, hi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, oh, have you seen Emily in Paris? Watches Emily in Paris once.
Hey, I want to go to Paris so I can be Emily in Paris.
Just don't be as annoying as her.
Her outfits. Like, oh, talk to me. Are they cute?
No.
I don't think so.
And like, oh, I'll take a picture of a croissant. Oh, 12 million likes. No.
In what universe?
Truly.
Unless it's the one from Gales.
Right, so my final question to you. Can you tell me what Henri renames the mini hamburgers that he serves Monsieur de Beauvoir? He gives them like a special name in honor of Mel.
American sandwich?
Are we in trouble?
He calls it Buff Melanie.
Oh, Buff Melanie. Yeah.
Is he trying to say Buff Melanie? She's 12!
Alan!
He's a monster.
When the girls make Henri try McDonald's, he makes them try what? You already mentioned one of them earlier.
Frog legs.
Are we in trouble?
What is it?
Artichokes.
Oh!
I love artichokes.
What do you have them with?
Nothing.
Are they just, they're just like a
they're
side?
They're just like in the oil. Ugh. It's like £3 for a like pot of artichokes.
Right.
And you eat it in like 2 minutes. It's like 5 in there or something. It's delicious.
Oh, wow. Mm. Well, maybe you and Henri can go food tasting.
Yeah, Henri. Call me, baby.
Bœuf Henri.
I see Henri's baguette. Ah! Right, anyway.
Well, I think that's a good place to end it. Mm-hmm. This was such a fun introduction to the world of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Thank you so, so much for listening. The response to this podcast is amazing. We don't take it for granted.
Not at all.
If you have enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star review and a little comment on Apple. I know it's a bit of a schlep sometimes to have to think of the words, but for us, we'll award you with metaphorical Big Macs.
And we won't give you mercury poisoning.
Yes, exactly.
And also, if you haven't already checked them out, we have released a second drop of our gift card collaboration with Zoe Spry. So if you want to check some more amazing 90s and noughties designs, make sure to check them out on her website. That's zoespry.com.
That's zoespry.com. This film is anything but a snooze and cruise.
Right, so that's us done. Shall we go ding someone with a bounce bounce in the numbers lab?
What?
I don't know.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.